Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Should've told you by now. We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll-free coast to coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Doug Barry is our guest. Doug is director of marketing and communications for the U.S. Commercial Services, and he's a good friend of ours. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back, because I always like talking about what you like to talk about, which is doing business overseas, moving our horizons, our business horizons out of a ways, and I'm trying to get small business owners to quit thinking just in terms of their neighborhood, their little marketplace, and even their state, even their region, even their country. Let's get our horizons out there a little bit and see if we can't pull some business in from other parts of the world. That's what you guys do over there, isn't it?
Well, that's right, and I agree with you 100%. And it's just amazing as I look through some of the clients that we've helped over the last several months and the range of businesses that they're in, and all of them, of course, have one thing in common, and that they're able to keep an eye on their domestic market while they also simultaneously pursue markets outside the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about something that we probably wouldn't have thought about talking about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago that I'd like to address with you, and I know you've been working on this a little bit, and that's this business of the SARS virus.
Yes.
Because, I wonder if people are saying, if people who are actually doing import-export are saying, wonder how that's going to affect my business. And you guys have got some ways to address that, don't you?
Yes, and of course, SARS has hit particularly hard in China, where we have a large operation. We have 5 offices there, and there's tremendous interest part of U.S. businesses and getting a piece of that business over there.
Right.
And why wouldn't they be interested with over a billion people, an enormous market with 8 or 9% annual growth? And business travel there has been curtailed substantially since news of the virus began spreading several weeks ago.
Are your folks okay over there?
Mostly, yeah. We've had some people have come back, voluntary departure from some of our offices there, but they're still fully staffed and operating, and they have a couple of ways in which, at least for the time being, they can be of assistance without people necessarily having to travel there. And we have an extensive video conference network with equipment in all 5 offices, and we continue to keep U.S. businesses in touch with prospective customers in China through this network. And the Chinese buyers and distributors will come to our offices and do the video conference and be able to speak with U.S. Suppliers on the other side.
Who are in a regional city in front of a camera themselves?
Yes, we have 108 domestic offices around the country. Almost every major city in the United States has one of our export assistance centers, and the U.S. Producers can go there and interact with the Chinese buyers that way. It's not perfect, obviously. We prefer face-to-face. It's particularly important in Asian cultures. But for the time being, this is a very good substitute.
Folks, please pay attention to this, because, Doug, I'm imagining somebody's out there saying, yeah, I'd like to export to China or anywhere. I don't care. I don't care where my products go. I'd like to sell some stuff overseas, but I can't. I can't afford to travel over there. I can't. I don't know who to talk to over there. It would take me, more money than I have to go over there and find customers. I don't know who to trust. I don't know how to put the deal together. Well, you guys cover those bases for them, though, don't you?
Well, it's true. And let me tell you about one of the clients that I was chatting with the other day. This is a company in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it's a good example of, you don't have to necessarily have a high-tech product in order to be competitive around the world. This is a company called Bic Appétit, and from the title, you might not be able to understand what it produces, but actually, it's a producer of gourmet bird feed.
Wow.
And quite a successful company. They put some seed money, no pun intended there, into their international side, and not a lot. We helped them set up a network of distributors in Costa Rica and South Africa and the United Kingdom, and now they're happily exporting their gourmet bird feed into all of these places, and it's one of the biggest areas of growth that the company has. It's a fairly small place.
Now, Doug, I'm sorry, but and of course, this isn't really what the issue is, but are your bird? I mean, are the birds going to come and peck on the window and said, hey, you know, this food isn't good enough. We want better food here.
Well, I imagine so.
Well, you
know, if you had a canary that was 8 or 9 years old, Jim, you would probably want to give them the best stuff that there is. You couldn't handle being in your kitchen there opening up this old bag of what of just generic feed. You'd want to give them something that had a little punch to it.
No store brand feed for my bird, right?
Never underestimate the need of the international and the domestic consumer for better and different.
That's funny, but folks, we're having a little fun here. But the truth is that the folks there in Albuquerque probably have never traveled or met face to face with a lot of their customers.
Well, that's probably true. There are ways in which to do this, and one is, Jim, the Commercial Service of the Department of Commerce publishes a magazine every month. It's called Commercial News USA, and it goes to all of the embassies around the world, more than 100 of them. So tens of thousands of foreign buyers are getting this magazine every month. And for a couple hundred dollars, the U.S. Producer can take out an ad in that magazine and instantly reach all of these thousands of buyers that we have handpicked. Our people at the embassies around the world have identified these buyers in the country, and they're interested in buying many, many different kinds of products. And
see, folks, I bet you didn't know that. I bet you didn't know for $200 you could be in a magazine to present your company and your products worldwide.
Exactly. One of the most highly targeted things.
That's like a best-kept secret or something, isn't it?
Well, unfortunately it is, but that's why I'm on the show.
That's right. We're fixing that right now.
And what's interesting about this magazine is that it probably is responsible for almost 5% of all of our successes on an annual basis.
Where's it? How do we get that magazine? How do we find out about that?
Well, just give me a call.
Hold on to that.
Sure.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to give you that number and maybe probably a website, folks, on the other side of these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Doug Barry. He's with Commercial Services. We're back. It's 23 after. Doug Barry is our guest. Longtime member of our Brain Trust and Director of Marketing and Communications for the U.S. Commercial Services. Over there, also buyusa.com is a part of their website, one of their websites that I know that you've heard me talk about many times before. And Doug, I mention that website a lot of times when you're not here, because I like to encourage people to check that out. And buyusa.com, I don't know if you've got another location you'd like to give us as well.
Sure, I'll give you two others, particularly if folks are interested in the Commercial News USA and some of our other services.
That magazine.
The magazine.
Yeah, we want to make sure you know how to get in touch with somebody to find out how to advertise in the magazine. That, what did you say it goes to about 15,000 locations?
It goes to 153 different countries, and it goes to the embassies and consulate generals in those places where we have personnel. And the circulation is well over 50,000.
50,000, okay.
And the you can call a toll-free number to get information on this. It's 1-800-USA-TRADE. 1-800-USA-TRADE.
Okay.
And another way to do it would be to...
When someone answers that phone, should they ask for you? What should they do?
No, just ask to have sent... some information on Commercial News USA.
Commercial News USA is the name of the magazine, folks. Okay, go ahead.
And then the website is www.usatrade.gov.
Okay. Now, what's the difference between that website and buyusa.com?
Well, buyusa.com is a website where you can actually do matchmaking. You can actually find buyers on that site by, and this will be on the 5th of May, is the relaunch for the site. So if you go there now, you'll be able to see the page, but you won't be able to register on the 5th of May. But after that date, you'll be able to register, and then you will be able to see 23,000 buyers, their profiles there, and search according to industry and product.
Wow.
And then once you find a group of buyers that you're interested in, then you can contact them and share with them information about your products and services.
Mm-hmm. And talk to them about what they have, what they need, and just treat them like like you would any customer across town.
Exactly.
Except the fact that, of course, they're in, obviously, in different countries, and they have different issues, which would be something that we'd all need to be paying attention to, because right now there's a lot of unrest in the world right now. There's the SARS virus. We just sort of completed the war in Iraq, and that whole neighborhood over there is a little bit volatile right now. We've got tensions in the northern part of the Pacific Rim with North Korea. So and of course, South America and Central America is not exactly in some places are not all that stable. We have to be sensitive to those things, don't we?
Well, it's true, but despite all of these challenges and issues, trade continues, and world trade continues to grow, and there are many opportunities there, and all the more reason not only to look for them, but also to seek assistance from Uncle Sam. That is, the United States government has all kinds of services for small business, U.S. Commercial Service being one of them.
Well, here's a headline from the Kiplinger letter this week, Doug. They said, there's no turning back the clock to a bygone era when competition ended at national borders and markets were bound by distance, language, and culture. For better or worse, globalization is here to stay. And I believe that. I think it's a good thing, and I think it's time for small business owners to claim a piece of that.
Well, I think so, too, because our competitors are right here now competing with us in our domestic market, and we have to compete with them. I don't really think there's a choice.
Well, my hat's off to you, Doug, and Secretary Evans, and all the folks over there at the U.S. Department of Commerce for giving a rip about small business owners, for caring about us, and wanting for us to be a part of this activity that's going on, all this trade that's going on back and forth between countries. We're just really at the tip of the iceberg, aren't we, in terms of where this is going to be? I mean, in 5 years, the trade between countries, between small companies and countries, is really going to grow exponentially, isn't it?
Well, it's true. Barriers are falling everywhere. We have now bilateral trade arrangements with many countries around the world, with more waiting in the wings, and the barriers to trade are falling all the time. People are traveling more extensively. Costs of telecommunications have fallen. The amount of assistance available to small business to get into the international market is greater than it's ever been. So really, now is the time to get into it.
Well, if you think about it, look at the production power of small businesses, Doug. I mean, you know that the United States has a $10 trillion annual gross domestic product, and small business creates over half of that.
Yes.
I mean, think about, and you know what? We have production capacity left. I mean, we can crank out more than we're doing.
Well, it's
and
true.
If we have the ability to reach across waters and across borders, look at what kind of an opportunity that creates for so many people.
Yes, and the innovation is incredible. You know, there's a small company in San Francisco.
Doug, pardon me. Are you going to have to wait till the next time?
Oh, I will. I've got to tell you about this one next time.
Yeah, but I want you to give us the website and the phone number again quickly.
Sure. It's 1-800-USA-TRADE. And the website, www.usatrade.gov.
USATrade.gov. And don't forget the relaunch of buyusa.com on May 5th. Thanks, Doug. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy weekend, everybody.
He'll be back. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with Rich Galen. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.